Ladies and gentlemen, G5 Radio, and this is a special edition of the show. Sadly, we were kind of hoping that we never had to do of this magnitude this soon, this early. This is our show to pay homage and tribute to Prince, who tragically passed away yesterday at the age of 57. At Paisley Park in Minnesota. Right now, we are on with teacher extraordinaire, sometimes PIMP, Mr. Cortez. Welcome back, sir. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. It's good to be back. It's good to be back.
Yeah, man. So, sadly, you know, it's a shame that you're back under these circumstances, but, you know, we can't not talk about this because the man is just... as everyone has been saying, he's an icon.
Definitely.
So, give me a little insight on where you were at when you heard the news.
Well, I got bombarded with so much. I was at work. I was teaching, and I found out probably around 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I found out Prince was deceased. But it was weird because that same day, and we talked about this, I had a student that was fatally died,
mm-hmm.
which was all over the media up in Delaware. It was really just a gloomy day all at one, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
absolutely, absolutely. And, I mean, yeah, once you heard about that, I mean, it was like you were, like, kicked in the gut. With like a steel boot, you know. It was just that deep, you know. And you must have had. I mean, obviously, you've been going through a lot over with the students and everything like that. And obviously, condolences to their families and everything. But in this situation, this is a man that created a music for our generation.
Definitely.
And one thing that surprised me when I saw the a YouTube video, I think this one student took of a teacher who found out that Prince died, but everybody didn't know who he was. Nobody, they were like, who's Prince? And then he put up the projector and went on YouTube and played some of his songs, and he was literally breaking down and crying at his desk. That's how deep and prolific Prince has become. In a sense, it's as equal as Michael was when he passed.
I agree with you. Prince was like he was like a gifted family. You know, you got one of those family members that's just so you just got family members that's just a cool family member. That's what he was like. Because I was looking when they went down to his studio space. And this woman was bawling. I mean, she cried as though Prince was like literally living with her, like he was a close relative to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, man, when artists make impacts like that using their music, that to me, that is definitely a sign of a genius or an icon,
mm-hmm.
which by right he is an icon.
Mm-hmm. And of course, before we go any further, condolences to everybody in his family, close relationships they had in the past, from Sheila E. to you know, everybody else has been involved, you know, in his lifetime, and you know, obviously to Minnesota, you know, that he put Minnesota on the map just for being himself. Just for playing his music, and I'm telling you, it's just phenomenal. And it's just really hard to kind of put it all into words. You know, you're going through the initial shock, really. I mean, you're past the denial stage now, because now it's real. But now it's like, you know, how do you really grieve? How do you really get through it? I mean, this sounds silly because, I mean, for some people it might sound like, oh, he's just an artist. No, he's not just an artist.
I mean, he was a humanitarian. He was a humanitarian.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He went out and his music touched so many lives. Like, the thing with Prince and Michael that people fail to realize, and I tell them this, is that they were global to a point where everybody enjoyed them. It's just what they just didn't do one particular kind of music. Their music spread out throughout different groups. And I think their music actually brought people together of different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
definitely. And that's the thing. I mean, it was like losing a family member. The equivalent of losing a family member.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking how much of your time is left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder. We'll be right back.
extremely deep. I mean, you had everybody you can think of. I mean, the president said, you know, gave him some major props. I mean, big ups to the Barack. He gave him major props. And obviously so did, you know, other stars of stage, screen, music, everything. So it was, like you said, his music spanned every band of the spectrum, bar none.
Definitely.
And he's one of the only few, if I am right, to win a Grammy, an Oscar,
Lifetime Achievement Award.
He's in the Hall of Fame and everything like that. I'm gonna throw this in there, even though you know, we're gonna stay on the positive level with Prince and everything, but we still have to talk about what they're saying in the media. Everybody was tweeting how it affected them, and who would come along and say something at the wrong time and only kind of look at themselves in this whole tragic situation. Who do you think would do that?
Was it Ted Cruz?
No. Let's put it this way. I won't even say Ted Cruz. No. I'll tell you who it was. It was that punk Justin Bieber. He did.
You know what?
That deserved a double shock right there.
I thought you were going to say Donald Trump, man. That's all I was like.
No.
Yeah, because he's been saying a lot of nice things lately.
Yes, and no, it's Justin Bieber. Somebody was saying, this one guitarist, I guess, who really owed a lot of his skills to, you know, Prince as an inspiration. He said that, not the exact quote, or wait a minute, do I have the exact quote? I might have it here. Stand by one second. I just might have this quote. Well, basically what this guy said in a nutshell is that, you know, we lost one of the last great artists, or the great, like, musicians, artists, and everything. Then Justin Bieber put in something, you know, to the effect of, well, not the last. You know, kind of like a self-centered type of deal, which...
That was not very cultured of him to say that.
That was not classy at all. That was...
But you don't have class. What you expect, man?
Yeah, you know, we hear that
class.
A lot.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean... that's what's wrong with these younger artists, man. They don't got no respect for these pioneers. Because, I mean, Justin Bieber, like I said, he still has a little bit to grow.
Yeah.
He still has some growing things.
It's kind of ill, and I'm gonna definitely do a search for this so I can, like, get an exact... Justin Bieber got a little offended over an Instagram post calling Prince the last great living performer. And then Justin Bieber says... "Quote unquote," well, not the last greatest living performer. Unquote.
Yeah, plain old asshole, man.
Pretty much. Yeah. So if you see Justin Bieber on his on the tweet world and everything like that, just send him a message and everything like that, send him an STFU or basically a Kimba. Send him a Kimba from us. Because he does deserve that. So that was just, as they would say, no class.
Yeah, see, that's the problem with social media. And I read an article. This young high school student created a. You know how they got the edit versions on there. Like they have the grammar checks and all that.
Right.
She created a program where it can check that. It will ask you, do you think this is appropriate? You know, it's like it's an app that you download. What it does, it looks at your post before you send it off, it looks at your post and it tells you up front. It asks you, do you think this is an appropriate text to be sending out to somebody? Mm-hmm. That's what he needs to invest, man. Yeah, he needs to invest in one of those.
Oh, I think so. But see, here's the thing. You would think that a person with that amount of notoriety, quote unquote, would have somebody taking care of his shit. But I guess true. Not. I guess not. So, we'll just have to, we'll see. But supposedly they took it off the Twitter board and everything like that.
I wonder why.
I wonder why, too. controversy. All right. Our second cohort here, Mr. GPS.
Yo.
There he is. And Mr. Cortez is here live and in living color.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's going on? Yeah, I'm back, man.
What's going on over there?
He's back. He's black.
Not much.
Yes. So we were just talking about Justin Bieber sent a response to a tweet that everybody's really fuming about, and it was kind of indirectly directed towards Prince.
Okay, Justin Bieber made a tweet about Prince. All right, go ahead.
It was a response because this one guy said that Prince was the last greatest living performer. Justin Bieber responded, "Well, not the last greatest living performer."
Well, Stevie's still around.
Who?
Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder, yeah. But see,
all right.
I think just Justin took... Bieber took a real offense to that because I guess he's trying to put himself on that level, and he's nowhere near it.
I don't know about that. I think when he said greatest last one, he's not the last one, but he is. I mean, no doubt.
Well, I would say of our generation, he is. I would say that he is one of the last. But
now, Stevie Wonder, that's a different, you know, like you were saying with Stevie Wonder, that's more like my mom's generation in some ways.
Right.
Even though he did, Stevie was hot in the '80s, but you know, I think of Stevie. I think, oh, that's the, you know, my mom rocks Stevie. I mean, I like Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. No, much respect to Stevie. And he gave a great commentary about Prince as far as his genius, his outlook on life and how he's so focused when he's in the studio, everything. I mean, it was just all cool. It was really cool that Stevie said that. And he was on The Groove, if I was correct, yesterday when everything went down. Now, Mr. GPS, I would suggest that if you want to hear Prince all weekend, and this to everybody else too in Podland, check out The Groove on Sirius XM. Are you going to check it out, Mr. GPS?
My radio is stuck on channel 50, not come off. Not for the stock market, not for any financial news of any sort, which I would normally be engrossed in.
Mm-hmm.
No financial planning, no money management of any sort. I'll be delving into Prince's music, hearing things that I've never heard before. And when I get done, finding whatever I can find, because I mean, some of this stuff I would buy the record just for the one song. Very rarely do I do that.
The problem is, man, they're saying that Prince pulled all his songs off of most of the radio setups. He pulled most of the stuff off of the download because he believed that if you want to, why buy a single when you just buy the whole album? Whether the album is good or not, that's another story. But Prince, he pulled a lot of his music off the internet and downloaded it onto, like, I think one carrier. I think the one you just mentioned, that's the only one that carries it. But they were like, if you wanted all this stuff, you have to get vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get vinyl because some of the CDs, they stopped making a lot of CDs.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
What he was saying.
So yeah, that's something you got to look out for. And I would suggest you too, Mr. Cortez. I don't think you have Sirius, but... You know, big ups to Sirius on The Groove for doing that. I was taking a listen to him all day while I was working today. And man, it was some great classics and some B-sides. If you don't know his B-sides, you better investigate, because I'm telling you, they're almost just as good as the regulars. And that's going to lead me to a project that I'm going to start doing the next show that we have. And I'll get into what it is a little later. But seeing that both of you are here right now, I am going to give a couple factoids here. 7, to be exact. Now, we know that Prince likes the number 7 recently. But there have been a couple coinkydinkies that has happened that involved the number 7. I'll give you the 2 coinkydinkies before I get into this list of 7 things that you might not know about the purple one. The first thing, the first coinkydinky is that his original protege, which was Vanity, died 7 weeks ago. That's the first coincidence. You want to even go further back. 7 years ago, Michael died. I'm telling you. Seven might not sound like it, but remember, seven is a religious number. Seven is a lucky number. You see it on the slot, 777, whatever. 777, a lot of people consider it the number of God.
Let's see, he had a song out, 777-93-11.
Mm-hmm, very good, sir. Very. Look yes. at this, see, and that's right. Mr. Cortez is a slight aficionado, I'll call you.
I'm not, I know a little bit about Prince, but, you know, I've been to his concerts.
That's good. I feel bad. I've never gone to it, especially he was here in the Made in America one a couple years back. And damn, it would have been nice just to see it, but it's just the consummate professional. And you know, and we'll talk to you about that in a bit, about how his concerts were, because you got firsthand knowledge of that. Not once, but twice.
Yes, I did, man. So, very damn good concerts, man.
I'm telling you. So as I mentioned, seven is surrounding Prince still in his death. Vanity, 7 weeks ago, died. Michael, 7 years ago, died. So people might not care about it, but it's just interesting. It's interesting.
All seven, and we'll watch them fall. They stand in the way of love, and we will smoke them all with an intellect and a savoir faire. No one in the whole universe will ever compare. I am yours now, and you are mine, and together we'll love through all space and time, so don't cry. One day all seven will die. And armies marching free. But behold, we will watch them fall. And we lay down on the sand of the sea. And before us, animosity will stand at decree. That we speak not of love, only blasphemy. In the distance, six others. Me, that's all right, that's all right. For I will watch them fall. All seven, and we'll watch them fall. We stand in the way of love, and we will smoke them all with an intellect and a savoir faire. No one in the whole universe will ever compare. Yours now, and you are mine, and together.
12 souls from now, you and me will still be here. We will still be here. There will be a new city with the streets of gold. Young, so educated, they never grow old. And there will be no death, for with every breath, a voice of many colors sings a song that's so old. Sing it while we watch them fall.
Actually a prolific basketball player.
The hell out.
You know about that? I seen on Dave Chappelle show, man.
But that's where they got the idea from. The idea with Dave Chappelle, with that whole skit, was because Prince was a basketball player at Bryant Junior High School. Now, there is a photo out there with a team photo. And I think he was maybe a small forward, pardon the pun. He was a small forward.
His career didn't last too long, did it?
Probably not. I think he kind of went on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, some things are just, you know, I mean, Prince is a good entertainer, but 5'2" playing basketball is kind of rough nowadays, man.
But he mentioned in an interview, or his first manager that found Prince was on today, and he mentioned that he could play some ball.
Mm.
Prince can run some ball, and one point he could be at the point with his back towards the hoop, make some crazy bank shot, and it will go in.
So if that's the case with the Dave Chappelle show, I hate to keep using it as a reference.
No, go ahead.
That means he can make some pancakes too, right? Oh, he could make some pancakes. I remember that segment after he busts. After he busts Eddie, what was Eddie Murphy's brother's name, man?
Charlie Murphy.
When he busts Charlie Murphy's ass, they all sat down and had victory pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would not doubt that for a minute. I would not doubt that for a minute. But, yes, he was and had skills on the court. So that's one. Now, another thing. I don't know if anybody knew this. He was in a comic book self-titled Prince. It was kind of like a part Purple Rain, part Batman Dark Knight Returns type of a saga. And there's a couple comic books of Prince still floating around. You can get one at eBay for about maybe a good $375.
Not no more. It definitely went up now.
Yes, I would believe that. Now, this is interesting. You mentioned Mr. Trump near the beginning of the show, Mr. Cortez. Now, you know that Mr. Trump has a star on the Walk of Fame.
How did he earn that?
He probably had to pay for it.
Well, yeah, he did say he'll pay for it, man.
But here's the thing. Prince doesn't have one.
He will now.
Here we go again.
Yeah. They probably won't get rid of Trump's star. They're going to get rid of his. It's like, get rid of Trump's and put Prince's on.
That's right. But you know what? Somebody last night went to the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and I don't know what star it was. There might be a blank star there. Seriously, it's out on Instagram. There was a blank star, and somebody etched in the name Prince on it. I was like, good shit.
That well, they don't put one there. I'm going to run up there with my sledgehammer and put one in.
I like if you do that and not get stopped, you got my vote for president. How's that? So I want you to, I want to see you do that. But now this one is directed towards you, Mr. GPS. You are a prolific man of jazz.
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay. Well, did you know that Prince had a jazz album?
No.
Yes. He had a jazz album called Madhouse back in 2003.
Uh-oh.
Now, his father, of course, was part of a trio called the Rogers Nelson Trio, if I'm correct. And they were like a jazz group. So, hence Prince's name, Prince Rogers Nelson. But yes, it's rare to find. You really got to dig deep to find this, but it's called Madhouse from 2003. And that's Prince's only jazz album that he ever did. And once again, Mr. Cortez, this is about his flexibility within his musical spectrum to go from one genre to the next. So that boy's a bad man, but it gets a little bit dicey here for the next one. Back in 87, he had an album with his alter ego. Everybody has their own alter egos that they keep to themselves and everything like that. Prince, nah. He shed that out to the world. He said that his alter ego's name was Camille. Yes. Yes, sir. Camille was his alter ego. And in 87, he created an album as Camille. But here's the crazy part. One of the songs that was on there was called If I Was Your Girlfriend.
Was that the John man where he was singing falsetto, but he was singing... He's singing more from the woman's perspective, man.
I believe so. Don't quote me on it, but the song is called If I Was Your Girlfriend. But years...
I remember that song. I remember it perfectly well.
But years later, who took that song and used it? TLC. TLC had that song on one of their albums. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
But that
Now, the sixth one, and we're going back to, you know, when you're doing all these albums and everything, you're cranking out two or three albums probably every second, knowing Prince.
Probably.
It's, you got to eat. Like GPS right now, he's working hard. So after he works hard, you got to eat, correct?
Oh, all day.
There you go. So what do you think was Prince's favorite food?
Beans and rice.
You're close. You're close. Mr. Cortez, what do you think his favorite food was?
I have no idea, man.
Nothing? Okay, well, GPS said beans and rice. Yeah, you're close. Right church, wrong pew. How about spaghetti and orange juice? Yeah. Spaghetti and orange juice. During the filming of Purple Rain, that's all he ate. Pasquetti and OJ. And part of a nutritious breakfast. Now, it didn't say when it was, but that was his favorite food up until the end. Still his favorite food. Spaghetti and OJ. It sounds interesting, but who knows? It might have a little nice little kick, little sweet kick to it. So, will you try some spaghetti and OJ?
Sure. You're talking about regular orange juice? That nasty shit. That tangerine shit,
no,
man.
No, really. Spaghetti and orange juice.
Okay, so they had that Tang. Remember that Tang, man?
No, I don't think it's Tang. We're talking about Prince here. Do you think really Prince is going to deal with Tang?
I don't know, man.
GPS. Really?
No.
You think he's going to really drink Tang?
Tang.
Remember Tang, man? That's what you kept saying, OJ.
He going to buy Tang.
Yeah, you remember that, man?
What's that?
That's some nasty shit, man.
Oh, man. See, we know the only Tang that he going to have, and that's a different story. Ain't going to be Tang. It's going to be Pootie Tang. He's had enough of that in his lifetime. But, honestly, spaghetti and orange juice. That was his favorite meal. So, that's your experiment, Mr. Cortez or Mr. GPS. Spaghetti and OJ. So, we will look for results. But anyway. Now, the last one I thought was pretty shocking. But, just try to think if this would have came to fruition. Now, you know he did the Batman soundtrack in 1989.
Yes.
I got that soundtrack. Oh, God. I remember picking that up in Ocean City, New Jersey. When the movie came out. And, still got the tape to this day. Originally, the soundtrack was supposed to be done by two artists by the request of the director, which was, what was his name? Tim Burton, if I'm correct. Was it? No, I don't think it was Tim Burton. But the director wanted not just Prince to be a part of the soundtrack, but he also wanted Michael. Yeah. Can you imagine that soundtrack? Prince would do all the hard rocking sounds, music, and then Mike would do the ballads.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine how much of sales that... I mean, Prince's sales were great with that album. Don't get me wrong. But can you...
It makes me wonder, have they ever recorded together, but we just don't know about it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and we might find out. Who knows? But... Here, another factoid, which you'll probably know via Chris Rock's interview with Prince years ago, the song Bad was supposed to be for Prince and Michael. But the only reason why Prince didn't do it is because the first part of the lyrics where Michael said, "Your butt is mine." And Prince kind of got a little bit hesitant about it. He's like, "I don't know who he's talking about. Your butt is mine or mine. Who's he talking to?" But I won't be saying that to anybody on an album. So... That was supposed to be a duet. It was supposed to be a duet, supposedly, but Prince turned it down.
Yeah, because that, man, that right there, they should mix it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Your butt is mine, man. I still, from this day on, I listen to Bad. I can't picture you going out telling a cat, "Your butt is mine." I'd rather he would just say, "Your ass is mine."
Isn't that just as bad, though? Who's bad?
No, that's more street, man. You go out on the street, you want to tell some cat, "Your butt is mine." You say, "No, your ass is mine." Right. That sounds better. All right. I understand he had to clean it up for you know, radio play.
Right.
And your butt is mine. Just not. It's not hard enough, man.
Oh God. I mean, that really doesn't sound right. But either way, GPS. You think that would have worked out if Michael would have been on the Batman soundtrack or part of the bad song?
Yeah. Well, if you want not. I mean.
It could have been done. It just never came to fruition. So those are the 7 factoids. Things that you might not have known about Mr. Prince himself. And there's a bunch of other stuff that's out there. So you can just do a Google search and just find some things that you just didn't know about Prince. And good reading. It's good reading. So I would advise everybody to check it out.
If I was your girl. your hair. Can I make you breakfast sometime? Can we just hang out till girl?
Go to the movies and cry. That's all.
Cause to me, baby,
that would be so fine.
Baby, can I dress you? Before we go out, listen, child, sing it out. Sometimes I wanna thank you, baby.
Tell me, when you heard about the news, where were you at? We already talked with Cortez and where he was at during that the announcement.
I was just driving along. I just happened to look down at the phone, and it came across iHeartRadio, Prince found dead at 57. I said, get the fuck out of here.
Mm.
So immediately when I swiped the phone, I couldn't, you know, the phone might have been on like 1% or something. I couldn't find anything out until a little later on. But
right.
You know, it's like, damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gone too soon. And you know, there's a lot of places. I mean, the Eiffel Tower went purple. Niagara Falls, which looked beautiful in purple. So there was just a lot of tributes to Prince. And obviously, more to come. You know, it's just still surreal. I mean, like, as we mentioned before, you know, we're still trying to get a grasp of this, actually, that this actually happened. I mean, what will you remember about Prince, Mr. GPS?
Oh, dude, I mean...
Now, don't be talking about a slang that you did during one of Prince's songs, but it can happen.
Diamonds and pearls, the most beautiful girl in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, Purple Rain. I mean, just... I mean, the music, the movies, I mean, he really just can't nail it down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just a real cool guy. I mean, he made the music that he wanted to make. And when he came out, it sold. You know what I mean? That's what I'm going to remember most about.
We'll segue into Cortez here, because you've had the honor of actually being at a couple of his concerts. Now, break down how you even, as simple as it sounds... How did you wind up going to the concert? How did this all happen? And when did
it... Well, my wife is a big Prince fan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I didn't take Prince that seriously. And she was like, why don't you just come to the concert? Because, you know, I didn't want my wife going down there by going to the concert by herself. So I went with her.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I was really shocked by what Prince did. I mean, this cat, 5'2", had about 3,000 people maybe a little bit more than that, a lot more than that. He had these people under his control for 3 hours, man. I mean, he did some of his songs acoustic, man. He did with a full band. Man went through about, he went through about 5 to 10 instruments at one time, man. He was the entertainer of all entertainers. I mean, even the groupies, man, they were throwing all types of shit up on stage, man. I remember one time he called a girl up on stage to dance, and she jumped on stage, man, and she's dancing, and she don't have no underwear on, man.
Oh, God.
And Prince is like, whoa, do I need to call security on you? Because this chick was big, man, and she looked like she's going to violate him, man. She like she's gonna try to violate poor Prince.
Wow. She
got out there and danced, man. I looked at my wife, I was like, don't you do no shit like that. Awesome. Stay right here where you at.
Damn, that's crazy, man. That is crazy.
But that's a Prince concert, man. Prince brought the freak and weirdness out in people, man.
Mm-hmm. That is true. I mean, was there, other than the full of loving chick, we're trying to be kind when we say this, what else stood out from the concert itself, from either of the two concerts you went to?
Prince, he talked to the audience, man. He pulled people up and talked with them like it was like a regular conversation, because, you know, some entertainers, they get to that point, I'm not going to talk to the fans. He was out there talking and, you know, talking with us and everything, and we were vibing with him. He's vibing with us, and it was just the vibe, you know, the vibe there. I didn't have to worry about if I went to a rap concert, some cat going to take out a gun and start shooting. I mean, this is a Prince concert. People came in there, and you could feel the love all up in the air, man. It was they came there to listen to Prince, to worship this man. It was very, 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 very a very good concert. I mean, I would go again, but unfortunately, he's in another place.
Yes.
But I tell you, his concerts, that concert was, the both concerts, to me, were the same energy. They had the same energy, man. He didn't deviate. He didn't slow down. He just kept going.
You don't need experience.
Anything GPS, I know you never had the chance to go to his concerts, and neither have I, and I kick myself for it all the time now. Any one of his songs that is prolific so far or throughout your life so far?
Oh, dude, I never get tired of hearing Jonathan Pearl. Never. Thieves in the Temple. Never.
Amoy.
What they call Bat Dance? I like that.
Don't forget about Moore, man. Moore was a song, bro.
Okay.
I got married off that song. I remember that.
Wait a minute. Was it really your marriage song?
Yeah, that was our song, man. Me and my wife's song.
Damn, that's right.
I was just listening to that today. I'm just like, damn, you know, this is a really cool fucking song.
Yeah, that's baby-making song, man. That's baby-making song, bro. Be careful when you're listening to that, man. That's especially right. You're around a fine woman. You might make a baby.
That's true. So you never know what's going to happen. So, all right. In the midst of all this talk about different songs, Mr. Cortez, about 3 or 4 years back, we did a hip-hop tournament, if you remember.
Yes, we did.
Yes. Well, once again, it is time for madness, but it's not March Madness. It's Purple Madness, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, G5 Radio is going to have the official tournament of tournaments on which Prince song is the best of all time. You, the fans, will decide between 32 of his classics. And we will put everything up on Facebook so everybody will find out about this. Now, I want to talk about the battles that we have here. And I want to get your honest opinions from these. And we're going to start with the first eight here. And I'm going to call this the Paisley Park Division. And in the Paisley Park Division, we have 7 versus Take Me With You. Take Me With You. Now, you do remember this, Mr. Cortez, correct?
Yes, I do. I didn't like that song too much, but you know.
Which one?
Take Me With You. I wasn't feeling that.
Really? Why?
It just, man. It was like after I heard Lil Red Corvette, man, I was like, man.
Oh, man. Really? Okay. All right. Well, then.
Little Red Corvette. When was the other one? Raspberry Beret, man. Those two are my top.
I'm probably going to go with 7.
Okay. Okay. And Mr. Cortez, you said?
7. Yeah, I haven't heard 7 in a long time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, to me, that probably between the two of them, that was probably one of the strongest. Because that was like, that's some philosophical craziness up in that song.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that is true. Now, the next set of songs. It is going to be, within the Paisley Park Division, GPS's song, Thieves in the Temple, versus 1999.
Ooh.
Yes, sir! Tell you, we come with the heavy hitters. Now, Mr. Cortez, you've heard both, of course.
Yes, I have.
Now, your thoughts and reasons why.
I gotta say 1999, man, because Prince created that song back in the 80s. I wasn't expecting to live past that time, man.
What?
I thought the world,
what do you mean you wasn't expected to live past that time?
But that it was crazy because 1999, man, that was nobody was expecting society to last that long,
okay,
man.
Okay.
And when the song came out, it was hip. But as time went on, you know, we were like, all right, okay. Like 89, 90, 91. Then when 99 came up, it was a perfect song for a perfect time, man. You know, Prince really thought it out, man. He was like, hey, if I make a song 1999, you know, and it's 1980, it probably won't last a couple of years.
I think it lasted about, what, a good 15 years? Oh.
20 years, man.
Yeah, well, let's see. It came out, what, 84? 84 to 1599. Yeah, so, well, 20 years. What the hell with it? It's still going on. What are we talking about? Right now on iTunes, the top 10 is all Prince. Top 10 is all Prince right now. GPS, your song, Thieves in the Temple, against 1999. So what's your take?
I'm going with Thieves in the Temple.
Ooh, and why is that, sir?
I know, and I still remember watching the movie and hearing it, and I was just like, dang.
Yeah, man. Love come quick. Love come in a hurry.
Yeah, I was okay with me, man. Just had that. I kept hearing the Thieves in the Temple, man. I kept thinking of Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones shit,
Jesus,
man.
Okay.
As I was like, Thieves in a Temple tonight. I was like, all right, man.
No whips involved in this one, but who knows? Who knows? But okay, we're split. We're split on it. I'm staying autonomous in this one. The third battle. Most Beautiful Girl in the World versus I Want to Be Your Lover.
Oh, man. Most Beautiful Girl in the World. Sorry.
In the world.
Really?
Most Beautiful Girl. Yeah, Most Beautiful Girl in the World,
okay,
man.
Okay, all right. And for people that don't know about that song.
I can melt when I hear that motherfucker.
Say what?
It was just a good song, man. Makes you want to be a girl, man.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, okay. Take us to church, Mr. GPS. What were you just saying?
I said I start to melt when I hear it. I mean, come on. I mean, you hear him singing falsetto. You hear him get down in the bass. I mean, dude, if you didn't know he had a voice after that song, you just don't have a clue.
Oh.
Hey, you just, I mean, come on.
Okay, okay. All right, well, this other one, which is part of the Paisley Park Division, it is Bat Dance versus Pink Cashmere.
I never heard. Yeah, you gotta play Pink Cashmere.
You never really? Okay, okay.
I probably heard of it, but I know it was that title.
Okay, well, you've heard of Bat Dance, of course, from the Batman soundtrack.
Yes, I did.
Now, for everybody listening, do not sleep on that Batman soundtrack. You might think, oh, it's just because of cartoon. No,
that's
sir.
Pretty good.
That is a damn good album. All the songs on there were good. So far, with a couple of these songs battling each other, this is looking pretty deep, ain't it, GPS?
Yeah.
I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. I'm the one who wants that night to see you laughing. Purple rain, purple rain, purple rain.
of the new. That means you too. You say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it. Let me guide you.